Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
We've got a little different Savage or Sensible for you this morning as we get ready to head into Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Okay.
It's kind of a double savage here.
Okay. Double savage? Yeah. Okay. I'm intrigued.
We've got Ashley on the phone with us this morning. Ashley, how are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
So Ashley reached out to us because she had something we wanted to bring up on the show for Savage or Sensible. And then here's where things are a little bit different. Ashley also wants to know if calling out this particular behavior would be savage. So as she's revealing to us the original Savage or Sensible, just keep that in the back of your mind. Ashley, jump on into it. You've got a potential Savage or Sensible for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah. So the first reason that I'm calling is because I want you guys to put my sister-in-law on the savage scale, okay?
Okay.
So for the past several Thanksgivings, she has handled all the dinner for the family, and everyone is always raving about how amazing it is and how great of a cook she is.
Okay. All right. Like standing ovation once dinner's over, like that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Like, super impressed. Okay. But here's the thing. She is also deceiving everyone.
What do you mean?
Yeah. So last year, okay, I was helping clean up, and when I went to the garage, I noticed that there was a bag full of empty containers from Wegmans in the garage.
Okay.
Yeah. So after a little investigation, you know, I'm putting two and two together, and I realize that she's buying sides from Wegmans and then pawning them off as her own.
Danny Wegman could never.
What a move. All right. So hang on. Before we get to the second part of the reason you wanted to come on the show this morning, is it Savage or Sensible to get store-bought Thanksgiving sides and then pawn them off as your own? When people are saying how great everything is she like really hamming it up? Like, oh, it was no big deal. You know, I just...
Like, it literally was no big deal. I picked it up.
Just a natural...
No. She's like, oh, yeah, it was my grandmother's recipe. Like,
oh,
yeah. Like,
no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she's like really leading in.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, an important point here. Does she know that you know this fact?
No, I have just kept this to myself. Nobody else in the family knows.
Oh, boy. Okay. And that leads us to our part two of today's Savage or Sensible.
So, do you guys think it would be savage or sensible if I call her out about it over dinner?
Oh, boy.
Over dinner?
Oh, boy. So again, I'm imagining, you know, it goes as normal as it can in 2020 anyways, and everyone finishes up, and Aunt Sally says, you know what? Oh, that was the best Thanksgiving meal ever. Oh, that stuffing, those mashed potatoes. Oh, it was all so incredible. You're like a culinary master. It's amazing. And then you stand up and go, excuse me, is there something you would like to let everyone know?
One way of going about it.
Okay, what were you thinking?
Yeah, that's, yeah, Corey, for someone who doesn't like confrontation.
No. For the record, I do not think you should do that by any means, but I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like and how it would play out.
Okay, good. That's a bad way to go about it.
I'm kind of hoping that I could maybe get her to admit it if I just say, like, oh, you know, like, when I was at Wegmans the other day, I got this, and they taste really similar. Like, maybe I can get her to admit it.
Oh, okay. You're thinking more a little passive-aggressive route.
She won't, though. She won't.
You don't think?
No. She won't admit that.
Maybe if you'd say it while winking at her a lot, maybe that will kind of set her off.
Oh, maybe.
You, for the record, too, and you don't have to admit this, so play the fifth if you'd like. Do you like your sister-in-law?
Not really.
I like how she didn't even take the fifth. I gave her the option. She didn't even take it.
Wow. All right.
Well, I think this also, I mean, this is a factor.
You're bitter. If you're anything like me, the only reason you're upset about this is because you're not getting attention on Thanksgiving.
Well, no. I mean, she, Breezy, wouldn't you be upset if someone was taking a ton of credit for something they didn't deserve?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably. I don't know. I've never found myself in that situation quite yet.
Okay. All right.
I just think, you know, 2020 is a great time to start learning new things now that we all have more time on our hands. So maybe she can learn to cook.
Huh. Oh.
Why are you complaining, though? The food's delicious. Like, why? Like, I don't get it.
It's a lie. It tastes like a lie, Breeze.
Exactly. I wouldn't care if she was honest about it. You know, I agree. It tastes great, but I would prefer she doesn't pass it off as her own.
I get that. I think I'm going to go double savage on this. I think what she's doing is savage. And I think you directly calling her out would be savage. I don't hate the idea of some comments, some passive aggressive comments to make her think that you know, though. That could be actually kind of a fun head game, now that I think about it.
Here's the sitch. Ash. She's just using her resources, in the sense of you hating on that, you're just mad you didn't think about it yourself. Also, you don't even have to worry about this. No one comes to your house for Thanksgiving.
Breezy, why are you attacking her? Good God.
I'm not attacking her.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not.
Do you know my sister-in-law? Are you friends with her?
Yeah,
like,
right?
What's going on?
Why are you
We're like best
her?
Friends.
Why are you defending her?
Because
she's breezy, she's lying. She's making everyone believe. She's a fraud. She's a Thanksgiving cook fraud. You don't like
fraud.
You hate fraudulent people. You get so mad when you realize someone's a fraud. How is this different?
Because she's just using her resources. Oh. On a day where there's so much pressure, especially this year.
Yeah.
Especially this year.
Then
like,
be honest.
I would be mad at her if she didn't order sides from Wegmans, because just supporting local. Like, let's be honest. A lot of people are supporting local this year.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, if they want to sit there and take credit, they can, because they paid for it. And that's the tea.
No, it's not.
Again,
and I think Ashley said it earlier, if she was upfront and honest about it and was like, yeah, I got the sides from Wegmans, you know, when people told her how great everything was, that would be one thing.
It's not like she's going out of her way to be like, do you guys love my cooking? She's just simply agreeing with everyone that it's good.
Does she ever solicit for people to give her compliments for her cooking?
I mean,
Breeze, you like to speculate a lot. So we actually have the source right here. Ashley, take it away.
Yeah, this is the thing, is that you don't know her like I know her. Like, she acts as though she's good at everything. And so I think my whole problem is that she acts like she's perfect, right? Like, her house is perfect, her hair is perfect, all these things. And it's like, well, why can't this just be the one little thing that you can't do, and that's okay? But, like, you need to admit that you can't do it.
You want to see her fail. You want to see her fail. Just admit it. I hear a little bit of resentment. I hear it in your voice.
No, she's a fake person. She's fake. That's what she's saying.
Just because she buys Thanksgiving sides from Wegmans does not make her a fake person. Maybe she's self-conscious about her cooking. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe she has some PTSD. Maybe, maybe, she tried to make Thanksgiving dinner one year, and it was a total flop, and now she's just nervous that everyone's going to laugh at her.
We need to figure out why Breezy is so passionate about it.
I'm team sister-in-law.
Breezy, do you also buy your sides from Wegmans?
And play it off like, was that white chicken chili that you made the other week when we came over, did you really make that, or did you actually buy that from Wegmans? Is that why you're being so defensive here?
No, I would never. I take a lot of pride.
Because you don't want to be a fraud?
I take a lot of pride in my white chicken chili because it's literally the only thing I know how to make. So
that's what. Okay, that's what it is. It's because you have issues with your own cooking and yourself. And you can understand why the pressure that would be there. Okay. All right. I think that's what it is.
I wish my girlfriend Rach was up because she would weigh in. Here's the thing about it is like Rach says every time I cook, she has to hold a fan to the fire alarm, which is so rude, by the way. She says my cooking is very intense.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
So if I were to cook something, maybe like a chicken breast,
uh-huh.
I would put it right on high. Oil just splatting everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Very intense.
Got it.
If I were to find myself in a situation as Thanksgiving dinner with a lot of pressure, mm-hmm. I'd probably order up too. Okay. And right. I'd probably
She's projecting, Ashley. This is exactly why she's being like this.
It doesn't matter, Ash, because she paid for it. Okay. She went and bought it. Right. She put cute dishes, and you loved it. So
we've said our piece. Ashley has said hers. Let's throw it out to the listeners now at 585-222-9800. So again, it's a double savage. The first one, Savage or Sensible, getting store-bought Thanksgiving sides, but pawning them off as your own. I believe I am voting Savage on that. Breeze, reading into what you've been saying, Sensible is how you're going to go on that one.
All day.
And then I think we both agree that calling her out at the table probably is a Savage move as well. I don't think I would do that just for how uncomfortable it would be. I don't hate the idea of passive-aggressive little comments, though. So I'm going to go like Savagely Sensible to do that. All right. But what do you think? Poll is up. 98pxy.com. You can weigh in there. We got a lot of people that have thoughts on this one. Let's jump right into it at 222-9800. Katie from Hamlin checking in for today's double Savage or Sensible. Let's start with the first one. Savage or Sensible, getting store-bought Thanksgiving sides, but pawning them off as your own. What do you think?
I feel like there might be more to the story.
Oh, okay. Oh.
She's calling BS.
But do we know if she, do we know if she has been confronted about it?
No, she has not. Well, Ashley hasn't, the woman that we talked to. She says she did not bring it up yet. She's waiting.
If they confront her and then she denies it,
yeah,
and says, "Oh no," then it would be Savage.
Okay, so but you don't think? But isn't this kind of like a lie by omission when everyone's telling you, "Oh my God, it's so good"?
No, because who knows if she's embarrassed over the fact she can't cook?
No. Hang on. I got to go back to something Ashley said when we talked to her earlier. I believe Ashley said that the sister-in-law would lie and say that it was her grandmother's recipe. So that's a flat-out lie. That's not even lie by omission. That's just a lie.
I'm telling you right now, though, she might have PTSD. She might not be the best cook. She might want to. Maybe she's like embodying everything she wished she was. Maybe she wished she was a good cook like her grandma. You can't blame this chick.
For lying and deceiving everybody?
If she was to be confronted and she still continues to flat out lie,
then
it would be Savage.
Okay.
But like Breezy's saying, I mean, I don't know if I would go as far as PTSD.
Yeah, I think you might be minimizing what PTSD is.
She could be just completely embarrassed. I heard earlier her sister-in-law was saying that she wants to be perfect at everything.
Yeah.
So she could just be completely embarrassed. Oh my gosh, I can't cook. Everybody wants me to cook.
Well, hang on. Then don't be the cook.
Well, if she thinks that she's perfect at everything, she's not going to deny it.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Some people are like that. Yeah,
they're going to take advantage of that.
Okay, so.
And maybe she really likes hosting. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe she likes hosting. Maybe the cooking just isn't for her, right, but she loves family coming together.
We got a bunch of people trying to get in on this one. So thank you for the call. You're going Sensible then for pawning it off as your own?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's Team PXY. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Breezy, what's the matter with you today?
Who is this?
What do you mean, who is this?
It's Wise Jim, Breeze. Come on. Jeez.
Jimbo?
You're being negative today. Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
It's true,
being
Jim.
Negative.
She was assing all over people at like the office earlier. And
what are you talking about? I'm being negative. I'm being real.
And yesterday I was listening and I was going to call in and say, all right, let's pick a day not to pick on Breezy. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Today is not that day.
Oh
Cue it up, Jim. What do you mean I'm being negative? Please pinpoint because I'm not understanding.
Tell that girl one, two things. Either A, wear a camera at dinner, at Thanksgiving because I want to see this, or B, I want to be invited.
I'm still waiting on my COVID test to make sure I can go to my family's Thanksgiving.
I'm saying not to call her out at the table. That's not. You can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm calling her out. One of these. I'm looking in the garage or whatever for evidence.
Can you imagine? She goes back
like
in the garage. She goes back in the garage, finds all the containers again, and storms into the dining room. Look what I found!
You cooking little, you know what?
Right. All right, watch, Jim. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for checking in, man.
See you guys. You too.
Talk to you later. All right. That's TPXY. Laura from Webster. Savage or sensible? Getting store-bought Thanksgiving sides, but punting them off as your own, and then the side savage calling that person out for doing that behavior.
It's both savage.
Okay.
Savage 100%. All around. But the thing is, there's a lesson to be learned.
Okay, what's that?
What's that?
Don't lie.
One is that you need to just let it go.
Yeah.
I've got three kids. There are certain things you're just never going to know the truth about.
Nope. And you shouldn't.
The other point is, it's only coming from a place to try and hurt her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, I don't know if you listen to the.
What good is going to come from it?
To the whole call, she doesn't
kind,
seem to
let
like
it
her.
Go. If she wants to live with it, let her live with it.
And she'll always know.
Wait. So you're saying it's savage to. It's savage to call her out.
Yeah.
It's okay. So you can sit there and be like, all right, you're a savage for doing this, but I'm not going to make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call.
You know the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There you go. I guess there's peace in knowing the truth, right?
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you. Bye.
Shelly from Canandaigua checking in. Shelly, savage or sensible? We got a dual one today. First off, getting store-bought Thanksgiving sides, but pawning them off as your own. And then our side savage, as we've been calling it, to call that person out for doing that.
I'm going sensible savage.
Oh, okay. You align with Breeze.
I am. Well, not that it's the same reasons as Breezy, but yeah.
Classic.
So basically, if somebody's lying or misrepresenting, obviously she's insecure or nervous about something.
Sure.
Who knows what this is rooted in? Ashley, as she presents herself, I think should just enjoy the fact that this woman clearly has insecurities. And
that should be enough for her.
That should be enough for her.
Okay.
You know, there's a reason why somebody goes for perfection, right? Like perfect hair, perfect house.
Yeah.
That's what Ashley was saying. And she can't admit that she's not good at this.
Right.
So there's a reason. There's a root for that.
Okay.
And whatever it is, this woman clearly has her own issues. So why not just let her deal with her own issues instead of making it worse, not only for the sister-in-law, but for Ashley's whole family?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think this helps anything. But I can also see Ashley's point of it is obnoxious if someone is being praised for all these things that
she's just jealous.
They
didn't think about
it. They didn't earn it. They didn't earn it.
Why is she so butthurt about it though? Like, just move on.
Well,
said before, like, move on. It doesn't affect you. Who cares?
But I think it does affect her in the case that there's obviously some issues between the two of them, and there might be a little jealousy between.
Well, she's blaming Thanksgiving dinner on that. It's like, if you have that big of an issue with your family, don't go to their house for dinner. Done.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have a choice, but yeah.
Plus the sister-in-law has to, you know, there's got to be some kind of a guilt or self-negative feeling getting compliments for something that she knows she didn't do.
You think on the surface she's smiling about that, but deep down it just kills her on the inside. Okay.
Somewhere in there she knows that, like, this is one more area where she's falling short.
Yeah.
Because even though she may have perfect hair or perfect house, I guarantee she sees the flaws.
Yeah. You know, I got to be honest. I did not anticipate this one getting as deeply psychological as it has, but I'm here for it. Shelly, thank you for the phone call, as always, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, let's head to the poll, wrap this one up.
Wow.
Getting real deep today.
That's wild.
Real deep.
I'm shook.
98pxy.com, that's where you can always vote for Savage or Sensible. Today, Savage or Sensible getting store-bought Thanksgiving sides, but pawning them off as your own, and then our side savage of calling that person out in front of everyone for the said behavior. Today, it's a double savage. Savagery. I'm a savage. 83% of the people voting for Savage for getting the store-bought Thanksgiving sides, pawning them off as her own. I mean, honestly, if she wasn't a rookie and hid the containers better, no one would know.
That's what you do.
Oh, it is.
You don't have to be embarrassed,
Corey. You act like I cooked dinner in the beginning. You don't need to have fake sides when you just don't bring anything or make anything.
I know that all too well.
When you're just the eater. Absolutely.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.